Salamander.
Ironmasters such as James Barker, who oversaw the Kent furnace, were always concerned that the internal temperature might drop, causing the iron to solidify inside the furnace. If attempts to break up the resulting mass were unsuccessful, the only way to remove the obstruction was to literally take the furnace apart. This meant letting the furnace cool down, destroying the fire brick interior, rebuilding it, and firing the furnace up again. This was a very expensive and time-consuming procedure. The massive lumps of solidified iron were called salamanders. In the first image, a group of iron workers stand beside the Kent Furnace Building and Casting House. The structure is covered in wood and stands 4 stories tall. The men are dressed in workmen's clothing of the 1890s. Image 2 is an excerpt from the Ironmaster's log dated March 2, 1891, indicating a day the fires went out. "Blew out today. Heart gone," he wrote. Image 3 is an additional excerpt from the Ironmaster's log indicating the day the furnace was relit after going out on March 2, 1891. "Filled stack with 25 barrels coal. Commenced blast 5 a.m., he wrote, on August 24, 1891. Image 4 is a map from Beer's Atlas dated 1874. It shows the salamanders superimposed to the left of the furnace stack, which sits firmly in the middle of the complex.